We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, continuing with our Pottawatomie County conversation here, as we typically do the fourth Tuesday of each month. Commission Chair Greg Wright joining us here via telephone this morning. And, there's been a lot going on in Pottawatomie County these last few weeks. Had some lengthy meetings here with lots of discussion on some different things. And one thing that's been kind of highlighting the last couple of commission meetings, at least the last maybe three or four, has been this talk of a detention pond in the Blue Township area. And I've been reporting on it, although I don't claim to be an expert on detention ponds. This has been a real struggle for me just to kind of understand it here, Greg. And I was hoping maybe this morning you could just kind of just give us a little bit of insight as to what's what the commission is kind of discussing here with the property owner there at Junietta and Moody Road.
Well, I'll certainly give you my perception, and that might differ from others, but there was, I believe several years ago, there was some participation by landowners to concrete a roadway through there, and I believe there was a right-of-way donated to put in a regional detention or retention pond, whichever you want to call it. And as you know, I mean, with the terrain and the little creek that goes through there and stuff, without that, there would be or could be flooding down below. So it was decided that a pond would be built. And I believe with the participation, I'm not sure 100% how this came about. I wasn't there yet. But again, my understanding is that the developers participated in paving or concreting that roadway and donated the ground in order to put the pond in there to help the from future flooding. So now this is something that needs to be completed, and so I think everybody's trying to work to get this done. So if they want to develop more, they really couldn't or shouldn't without this pond being in there.
I see. Okay. And yeah, that's a prime area for new homes. We're seeing a lot of development going on. We've seen that for quite some time in that area in Blue Township. It sounds to me, from what I'm gathering here, is the county's trying to be methodical in how they're approaching this versus, missing something here and then having a bigger cost. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I believe Commissioner Waxman put it, we don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse, but we hate to see a bunch of development done and then decide that the pond needs to be changed, and then we have to deal with acquiring right of way or a pond that's not exactly right. So I think it's important to get this done in the right manner or proper manner, and that's what the commission's trying to do.
You have this project, and then I know there's eventual connection of Excel Road up there to Junietta Road. How does this complicate that in any way?
Oh, I don't. I mean, I don't think so. I don't think this. If those roads do connect someday, I think there'll be some construction. And again, from information presented to us, there'll probably need to be some dirt work and construction done. So I think that's definitely something that one ought to consider. If we're moving dirt to make a dry pond, if you will, it might be a good time to put some of that dirt there for in the future if those roads are connected.
How big a pond are we talking here? I don't know if they've even mentioned that yet, have they?
Yeah, and I don't remember. It's so many acre feet. It's a dry pond. It's sole purpose. It's not for fishing or water skiing or nothing like that. It's just something that, if we get a heavy rainfall, that it'll collect that water, and then it'll slowly drain it out to where it doesn't deluge downstream there.
I see. And most people, probably that's not a real attractive thing here from a development perspective or anything. I'm sure nobody really wants that, but I understand the need for it there to control flooding.
Yeah, I mean, I've made it no secret. I'm not a real fan of the county being in on the pond developing, and it's something that, the development's in the right place. I don't want to see And again, this is one third of the commission. I don't want really the development in our good bottom farm ground, and this is a good place for the development. It needs to happen. It's right by Manhattan. They got everything laid out nice there and stuff. So if you want development, this is certainly the place to have it. But you do have to have things in order to make it happen, and of course streets and you know ponds to help with the runoff and stuff. So it's just a matter of making everything work where everybody can get along and everybody kind of comes out on the deal.
That's a really populated area there in Blue Township. It's one of the fastest growing in the state. I think we heard a few months ago from the census. Should the township board maybe be a little bit more involved in this?
I don't know that they can. I would like to see involvement from them. They are involved to some point, but at the same time, I mean, I'm not sure with the with the laws and stuff like that, and what they can and cannot tax for, and what they can spend it on. I'm not sure of what their involvement could be. I would like to see some kind of a benefit district, and we visited about that a little bit, or else some kind of a drainage district set up where a little bit more of this could be taken care of through a specific district where the bulk of the problems exist as far as water runoff and stuff goes. But again, with everything, that's just not a simple thing to do. There has to be a lot of work. There has to be a vote. And I think a lot of people, and this is what our county counselor has told us, a lot of people, hey, would you like to be taxed more? Probably not going to be for that.
Yeah. Well, I remember hearing yesterday you talking here about this issue, and you brought up the letter that the township board sent about not wanting to be part of helping out with the signal there with the crosswalk. And I think that was a little surprising last week that they said that. But that, I could see why you maybe would be a little frustrated here.
Well, and again, it is what it is. There was a letter sent, and it talked of the ARPA funds. The county did receive funds, and we have discussed during COVID. There were a group of employees that were there every day, and did a super good job. We're all, and kind of a sidebar. We're almost full staffed in a lot of areas up at the county, and I think our folks are doing a really good job with getting people in there. I think we've got a really good group of people right now. There's one or two key positions we're still short on, and I think we're still missing a few here or there. But overall, we've got a really good group of people up there. And we're discussing for those, and we're allowed to do it, we're discussing for those people that came to work during the COVID, giving them a little bit of a bonus for that time, as well as a lot of other projects, including this retention dam is listed on there too. But at the end of the day, I have had a phone call from the Onega area that wasn't sure that was the right thing to do, and in fact, pretty politely let me know that I don't really want you using ARPA funds for this. But yeah, there was a letter. I was disappointed in the letter. It just didn't seem appropriate for the situation, but that's just me.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly surprising, especially since it wouldn't have been a huge amount for them to contribute to that project. Here we have a phone call here. We're going to, it's Robert here on the phone line. Let's go ahead and hear from Robert. Good morning.
Talking about the floodwater retention, they did that years and years ago down in Chautauqua County. Whoever you to touch, national group, Army Corps of Engineers, or whoever, because this is benefiting a lot more people than the C-19. This floodwater suppression. You have to go out in every farmer's field and put in ponds to slow it down. Whatever you've got to do, this is touching lives more than just in the county. Thank you for your consideration.
All right.
I appreciate that comment, Robert. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate that. Now we'll take a break here. We got another segment here to come, so stick around. We'll hear more from Greg Riott, Pottawatomie County Commission Chair, in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.